Welcome back, everyone. This is episode 9, season 3. In this episode, we're going to talk about seduction of monarchs, or another way of putting it, monarch mind control programming. That's right. We're going to go into why leaders are the way they are today. As well as from the past, when you've seen in history over the course of the last few hundred years, more than anything else, what is really seduction of monarchs or monarch mind control programming? It's not anything new. It's actually something that's been around for a long time. It's just been improved throughout the years. When it comes to seducing a monarch to create the monarch mind control programming, you have to start early on. Otherwise, it's usually difficult. When the leader, such as the king or queen, politician, whoever's leading, it'll be more difficult during their adult years when you're doing the monarch mind control programming. That doesn't mean it's impossible, it just means that over the course of the last few hundred years, it was very easy to seduce and have that leader do what the satanic bloodlines want them to do. Now, this one goes into a very simple pattern. However, it is also detailed. So simplicity is usually dealing with repetition. And so when it comes to the monarch mind control programming, while it's easier for the child to become programmed, it's just as easy to use mind control on leaders. I know I sound contradictory with why I just said that there too. The reason why I say it's difficult for adults, but it's also easy for do mind control with adults is because you need to already understand the background of that leader. So, usually the leader will be seduced in one way or another with pleasurable things. You can't walk in to traumatize a leader right away. You have to build up to it. That's why the enemy will go after children first for the monarch mind control programming. That's why they interbred with the royal bloodline, so as to not ensure only their bloodline continues, but so that way the ease of mind control can program the heart easily from the beginning instead of starting in the middle. So we're going to go into this. We're going to talk about this. We're going to talk about the seduction of monarchs. We're going to talk about adulthood as well as childhood and the ways that the enemy does this, so that way we can look out for it, so that way we know how to maneuver around it. Stay tuned, take a short break for a commercial, come right back. All right, welcome back, everyone. Appreciate you all staying tuned into this awesome content. We're gonna start off with childhood, and we're gonna go on to adulthood after this, for Seduction of Monarchs, the Monarch Mind Control Programming. Now, the way that the Monarch Mind Control Programming works when it comes to children is you have. And I'm not condoning anyone to do any of this. So, as everyone knows listening to my podcast here, I don't condone it. I'm just saying exactly what the enemy does. Okay? Just want to add that in there. So, the way that this is done, the enemy will start traumatizing the child. Even before conception, if possible. How is that even possible to begin with? Before conception. You're probably thinking, oh, it's probably the parents. You know, the bloodlines of the parents, they're already traumatized, so they're just traumatizing them more. No, that's not what I'm heading towards. What I'm heading towards is actually fact that each of us has a separate spirit, separate soul, and separate body. And our spirit was created before the foundation of the world. It was created before time was created, created before the heavens and the earth was created. And so because our spirit was created before that, we have essence, life, which comes from life, who is Yeshua. And so they're able to take pieces from that individual spirit. And this isn't just the leaders today, okay? We're talking about how this can happen to anyone and everyone. All right. So the enemy can go after your spirit, take pieces from it, and tie that to some other evil entity. But I'm not talking about that. I just wanted to speak on that point, how, why I mentioned what I mentioned. So, of course, they can do before conception where they do the traumatizing. How do they do that? There's various forms that they can go about actually doing it, but it's not the matter of how they really do it on a spiritual side. While, sure, it'll be good to understand, you know, how it came about, why it was done. It's pretty simple. It's just trading with death. That's the simplicity of that. How it was done, it could vary. The enemy could lay a trap. The enemy could deceive. The enemy could outright attack. There's many ways that the enemy could come after the spirit and take a portion of that, and then utilize that to power up the continuous process going down the line from one individual spirit to the next individual and their spirit, and so forth. Now, let's talk about when they're first conceived. You have to start at conception for the physical form, for a human being, the body and the soul. If you want to have that mind control programming done correctly, just as the enemy does it, I'm not, like I said, I'm not condoning it. The enemy will go to the conception of when it initially starts. They know for a fact life begins in the womb for the physical body and soul. Okay? They know this for a fact. That's why they're pushing the one side in America, having people say, oh, my body, my choice. And why you're having one group attack churches because they're like, we're for abortion. You can't tell us what to do, blah, 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 and that. Like, it's our body. Child doesn't have a mind and still doesn't have this or that yet. You weren't born. Yeah, okay. You keep telling yourself that. You keep telling yourself that when you don't even have the knowledge to begin with, to even understand that the enemy knows that life is already conceived once conception is processed. They even know it's created even before then, such as the spirit. But so when it comes to the child in conception, they will put the satanic bloodline upon the individual that's going to birth that individual and putting them through rituals. So while they won't do an abortion specifically, they will, as much as possible, up to the point where they can do the abortion, so that way they can also keep the child alive after the abortion. They will, on a spiritual side, take essence, they'll traumatize through spiritual rape. They'll even, before abortions happen, that they remove DNA and mRNA to also then inject their DNA and mRNA. Now let's say it goes all the way through the 9 months, because sometimes they can do before the 9 months. But before, or excuse me, but after the birth has taken place, they will kill the child multiple times. Now you're gonna ask, how can they kill a child multiple times? Well, they can drown the child, resuscitate it. They can suffocate the child, resuscitate it, strangle the child. Resuscitate it. And this will start to cause the ability for that child to start transacting into different things that the enemy wants them to do. It varies from astral projection, where the soul comes out of the body, to being able to change into a mermaid or reptilian form, whatever it is that they want them to do is why they will kill the child and resuscitate them. Also, when they're able to speak and walk, they will also have the child participate in rituals, the blood rituals and the rape rituals. So, yes, the child will also get raped in order for there to have more trauma placed upon them. So that way it continues more the process. The child can also be involved in one of two ways, where either they force the child to watch another child be torn limb from limb and eaten and sacrificed, or they can also force the child to tear the other child limb from limb, or sacrifice them, or rape them, or whatever it may be. But what they will do as well is they will groom them in their narcissism. They will teach them to act and talk a certain way in public. Then be however they want in the private, to an extent. But when they go through childhood, they're not exactly on the public just yet. To an extent, they may be. A little bit. But not to the point of where they're actually taking assignments from the enemy and transacting them. So most of the memories that they have when they're a child are blocked out. And when the child goes through these traumatic events, they will then bring some sort of pleasure or positivity and method of indoctrination for them to not just be groomed, but to then start acting and talking that certain way. Because now they have that part of that individual traumatized, where then the protector, the presenter part of them that is going to take over is that individual that will then be the life force in the front with the traumatized soul part in the back, along with the other traumatized soul parts. And this is all sitting within the heart as it grows more and more and more. Now, how are they going to groom them and pleasure them? Well, like I said, grooming is based upon however I said it, but in the way that they're going to groom them and the way they act and talk. Just look at the world leaders of today in politics, in business, in finance, in entertainment, in education, in the media and arts, in religion. And that's how they groom them is. And yes, I'm starting to get into the adulthood side, but I'm still sticking to the childhood side. But if you see the way that the world leaders today are like they had to go through a rigorous process of going through blood rituals and rape rituals or sex rituals, and it's not just where it's a man raping a little girl, okay? It's men having sex with men, women having sex with women. It's all these massive orgies involved after the blood rituals. They have frequencies and vibrations in a certain way that align with death, and that they have rituals done a specific way because of how it has come from ancient Egypt and Babylon. Utilizing those throughout the years. I'm going to pause right here for a brief moment to get to our quick commercial. A word from our sponsor. We'll get right back into it, and we're going to get on to the topic of adulthood for the seduction of monarchs. So stay tuned. All right. Welcome back, everyone. Appreciate you all staying tuned in into the halfway mark of seduction of monarchs, or as it's also called, monarch mind control program. We talked about the childhood and what that looked like, as well as the getting into the adulthood of things. Okay. So, what if the leader of that country never went through the trauma or the rituals that the satanic bloodlines does? Well, that's why the enemy then will have to come in and provide pleasure. So the satanic bloodlines will come in acting very submissive, providing gifts such as gold and silver for financing. They will provide land, resources, knowledge, technology. Really, what they will do is they'll provide something of value. And they will know exactly what to provide them before even speaking to the king. And sure, they might get some information from those around either the palace, or you'll have it where they're at the government building, that they can gather the information. But they're not actually going out and gathering the intel themselves. They're having others do that for them. Hence the reason why they created the CIA and NSA. And MI6 and so forth. But when they gather the information, it's not just that. They also have the spiritual forces from the enemy. So they'll have demons, fallen angels, evil spirits, and so forth that will provide them a means. So when it comes to the entrance of the enemy, to leaders already in power. They will already be able to present themselves in the way to be able to stick with that leader in the longevity from just the first meeting. And so they do something that anyone can do. They use status. And their status is not based upon the position in the public that they're in. It's about the lingo that they speak, meaning, can they communicate on the same level as that leader? The same speech. What action have they taken recently? And how credible is what they're saying and have done going to actually show what they say is true? So anybody can do that. It's very simple. However, when we come into the enemy infiltrating, usually when they do the Monarch Mind Control programming with adulthood, they will infiltrate that country and do the good old problem reaction solution. So they have to, in some form or another, it has to directly affect that leader for them to provide some form of solution or they're not able to. Like I said, they still use their status. And they provide their gifts into what they're able to give in the beginning and continuously give. However, they don't just give and only continue to give. They have to get that leader used to what they're being given. That at the point when they can't change what's been given to them, they will start to use their programming techniques, meaning they will now be able to say, if you don't do this, you're not getting this at all. And of course, they can't always do that. So, that's why they set that leader up for something that will cause them to lose their position of authority. In doing so, that's why they then create that blackmail. And in having that blackmail created, they will then have the power to say, if you don't do this, we're not giving you this. Because if you go and do this, we have this. And we know this. You don't want other people to know. You don't want this to come to the light. Eventually everything comes to the light. Nothing ever remains hidden forever. So, now that they have the monarch under their thumb, now they're able to utilize to their advantage. But what about those that actually are part of the blood and sex rituals? At what point do they get them involved in that? Well, they first and foremost have to involve them into the pleasurable lifestyle that they give. That is, providing them a means of disclosure of what the enemy is doing by having them rank up more and more. So the more that monarch, that leader, does what the enemy tells them to do and follows through, the more they will then experience and be a part of doing those blood and sex rituals. To the point where those leaders no longer will then care whatsoever about their people. That's the reason why you're seeing in the United States, Canada, Mexico, South America, Europe, Australia, Russia, China, Taiwan, so forth. You'll find the leaders listening to the people less and less, not giving any heed to them whatsoever. Because all the while, the enemy will create the people as debt slaves with no rights and no life. So when the time comes, they have the people overthrow that form of government, monarchy, despotism, republic, whatever it may be. It's been done before in history, it's going to be done again. While there is the understanding that the monarch mind control programming is the way I've described it, doesn't just stop there. I mean, you can have AI, artificial intelligence, which is evil, by the way, help also create the programming and take over a part of that individual. Like, for example, immortality. Okay. Being uploaded to the so-called cloud, the consciousness. It's a lie. See, artificial intelligence is a technology connected to the enemy? Is it part of the beast computer? It's part of the kingdom of darkness that those believe that they can upload their so-called consciousness. Aren't uploading their consciousness. They're uploading many, many of their soul parts, which powers up the artificial intelligence. And you'll find that the substance that is like the blood to artificial intelligence is a black goo. So many people that think that they can live forever because artificial intelligence is going to give them that option, it's not going to give them that option at all. It's just going to keep more of them in bondage. Just as well as the world leaders that are part of the transhumanist agenda. And it's not just that. They're also doing the monarch mind control programming upon the people with the, as what it's called today, the New Age movement, by training people to worship themselves, be united as one, to accepting the false utopia. So what they're doing in the public actually was happening to the leaders throughout the years, and it is now becoming a public ideal to a public reality. And so because of it becoming a reality, most people are unaware that the controlled opposition is doing exactly what the enemy did to the leaders. They're grooming the public so that way those in power today, or not just those in power today, but those in power today will be executed by those that are rising up in power. So that way those that are rising up in power execute those that have been in power to replace them. And so, how do we get out of this? How do we fight this? It's simple. First, you need to have inner healing and deliverance done internally. And I recommend Bride Ministries because I've had spiritual work done with them. They're spiritually based, Bible-believing ministry that helps satanic ritual abuse and dissociative identity disorder survivors. They're not the only ones out there. There are others, such as Dr. Ron Horner, Canaan Ministries, and so forth. But you need to have the inner healing and deliverance done, so that way you can start going towards the Creator correctly. Then you are also able, when you are able to connect with your spirit, you are able to fight the enemy spiritually and destroy him there. On a physical level, okay? On a physical level, right now, it is the economic conquest that is collapsing. And I'm already in the economic conquest into removing businesses from the system. Protect and preserve them before the collapse happens, and then prosper them after the new system comes online. So if you want to sell your qualified profitable business, or you want to invest into buying businesses, you can go on to my website, beachaminvestments.com, if you'd like to do so. But to the next point, after the economic and system collapse, it will be a cultural and spiritual conquest. It's not going to be a technological conquest because the technology that's been suppressed for so long, it's going to come to the public. So it's not going to really be a technological conquest. Sure, there will be a technological conquest that the enemy will do in order to control the resources for the false utopia, but it's going to be the cultural and spiritual conquest because people won't be working jobs anymore. People won't be doing things that we're doing today in society. We're going to be going after things that will bring purpose and value, and it's going to be in one of two ways. It's either going to be a false sense of life that is actually death, spiritual death in and of itself. And physical death is going to come as well with the animal sacrifice and so forth. That's at a future point. I'm not aware of when will happen. And then there's those that do follow with the Creator, Yeshua, will be transacting with life more and more, and will have more healing, and will be able to actually have more freedom and restore creation. That is what we need to be doing. And so I appreciate everyone here on this, well, on this awesome podcast that has stayed tuned in since 2020, and those starting to listen in to my awesome content that are just coming in. I appreciate you all. You're all awesome. And you can definitely donate if you feel compelled to do so. And you can definitely stay tuned and listening to more of this awesome content that I will keep producing because you're all awesome. This is season 3, episode 9. As the next episode we will do, it's going to be indoctrination of children. Catch you later.